It is a time of legend. The galaxy is in flames. The age of knowledge and enlightenment has ended. The age of darkness has begun.
Greetings and welcome to a special episode of the Fires of Betrayal podcast, a podcast that is dedicated to discussing the various games set in the Age of Darkness, as well as all of the lore that surrounds them. Today's special episode is a very quick review of the previews given by the Warhammer community, their not 40k reveals they did on the 1st of July 2023. Joining me today, I have Will and
AJ.
And we're just going to go through the preview articles they put out and talk about two reveals that matter for this podcast. I am aware there were others, but we really only care about the two. So starting at the top, they previewed two brand new Plastic Knights, the Archaon and the Castigator. Yay.
It's nice to see.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of annoyed they didn't just roll them in all together and they revealed the first one.
I think the presentation that they gave during the stream shows the level of excitement everybody has for this announcement. And we have these two new knights that, what is their names? Anyway, we'll come back to some more horse heresy later.
Yeah, it's... I think what would have made them what I would have loved to seen is a sprue kit of these guys showing us the plastics and... thing that's not going to be the case is that I would love it to have been one single multi-part kit. We had a single multi-part kit that you could make all three types of knife out of.
The one thing I'm interested in with this, the plastic Cerastus we've got coming out, is the Atropos is still fully resin on Forge World. Are we going to see that go away and we end up with an upgrade kit for the Atropos that's plastic and resin kit like the Fire Raptor or something?
Yeah, though you just said one of the worst kits in the market.
I understand it. It is one of the worst kits in the world to put together. But my point being,
I think it'd probably be. I'd expect a new upgrade kit for the Atropos. I do not think we're going to see a plastic one. If we were going to see a plastic one, they would have showed it off today.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to. I don't think any of the Mechanicum oriented. Ones we are going to see. So the Mechanicum Armagers are a mixed kit. I think the Atropos is going to become a mixed kit. I don't think we're ever going to see something like the Porphyrin or anything like that. Or I can't remember what the other big Mechanicus Questors is called off the top of my head. The Styrix?
We may see those eventually. I can see a Perfarion, but that's going to be around the same time we start seeing the other Plastic Lords of War reappear, which, whenever the Lord of War kit comes out, you go, where's the Plastic Thunderhawk? And it's that sort of, there's a demand for it. I would be out there, I would drop 300, 400 on a Plastic Thunderhawk, because I wouldn't be spending that much.
I will say that they did troll everyone with that Plastic Thunderhawk for Aeronautica. I almost, and I'll wait to say exactly what we're going to be talking about, but I'm almost surprised they didn't start trolling people with new Plastic Army and then bring out this new announcement.
Yes, no.
Which I will say, let's not forget, in the fall, we do have a new surprise army, and maybe these are all CADs they used for this new thing that we're going to discuss, and they can scale the CAD.
Yes, well, I mean, let's just cut straight to it, because the other important preview, there was actually two previews for it. There was War on an Epic Scale. The first video they played was a genius one, which was the Horus Heresy preview trailer from last year, just done at a really small scale, with some computer asking to zoom in. I thought it was a great joke. And then we cut to the images of Legions Imperialis, or as far as everyone else is going to be referring to it as New Epic.
Bit of a mouthful with that name.
I think most everybody's just going to keep referring to it as epic because they've already referred to it as this being in an epic scale. Well, yeah, no duh.
Yeah, I mean, and the tagline for the big box is Epic Battles in the Age of Darkness. There's a little sort of box art they've given us, a little square bit in the corner that says Epic Scale.
Yeah, I will say that just like Adeptus Titanicus, they're being vague about what the scale is. They're not calling it 6 mil. They're not calling it 8 mil. They're not calling it 10 mil. I will say, as we were watching the preview and seeing some of the infantry models, yeah, the theory is running that the models are 6 mil and the weapons are 8 mil.
Yeah, well, so we could have an entire episode talking about scale and Warhammer and Games Workshop and or Citadel. I definitely think Citadel has their own scale system. Like, it's not a wargaming scale. Not like, you know, it doesn't translate outside of their IP. So we have the heroic scale for 40K, 30K.
Well, they used to at one point. I mean, back when it was actually 25 mil, it really was 25 mil.
Oh, yeah. No, but I think...
But that was decades ago.
That's the thing. I think there was a transition from that, and they decided to internally scale, and then not really put out the actual full scaling as part of a trade secrets thing. And I kind of get that. It's, you know, the world where Apple makes chargers of a different shape than everyone else. It fits that sort of theme.
Yeah, that's not lasting much longer. The EU saw to that.
Yeah, well, won't affect Britain. Anyway. So, let's talk about the box. So, now they said we'll be getting this box soon, like end of August, which is incredible.
Which would put it right at the same time that they launched Titanicus. Seems kind of coincidental.
It'd be about 4 years later, five?
Yeah, but it was an August release. Speaking of which, I'd like, as we're going to talk about the models, this is a good transition. So I'd actually like to start by talking about the Titans, because we've already got some reference point there.
Yeah. So
and notice that we've got new weapons, all new weapons on these Titans images for these Warhounds.
Absolutely. And I'm sure if you're listening to this podcast, you've already seen the image, but we've got two Titans. We have some Solar Auxiliary. We've got some Space Marines, which is a really nice mix. Obviously, you can use it with one single army or break it up into multiple armies. You're giving us some close zooms in. The two Titans in the box are two Warhounds, which isn't unsurprising, as the two Warhounds currently come on, like, dual kit anyway. And they do seem to have a new sprue for some brand new plastic weaponry. So we got the Ursa's Claw, some sort of melter gun, which, yeah. An Apocalypse missile launcher, and a Volkite, which is really exciting.
Having the Ursa's Claw in plastic will be nice, because I've had nothing but problems with my Forge World ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see what the rules are for some of these. Like, Apocalypse launchers scaled down to a Warhound arm weapon size. It's going to be interesting, because I don't know if they're going to release rules for these in Titanicus. I would assume they would, or if these are just going to be strictly epic weapons.
I think they'll sit in. If you're wanting to scale them into Titanicus, they'll fit okay, because they're the same as the Carpace weapon on the Reaver. It's just going to be an odd weapon to put on a Warhound.
It is definitely an odd weapon and suits an odd place, but the Volkite is going to be really awesome in Epic. I don't think it'll do you much good in Titanicus, but in Epic, that's probably going to be a monster of a weapon.
Oh, Volkite's hilarious in AT, but I think it's going to be... I think some of the weapons that haven't seen much playtime on Titans in Titanicus are going to take off in an Epic game.
And finally use all the Inferno guns on the...
Yeah, exactly. I was also thinking, if you thought plasma blasters on Warhounds were kind of popular for people who run heavy Warhound lists, wait till you're using them against the infantry.
Yeah. Before we move off the Titans, I think the one thing I want to sort of point out is it does look these new Warhound weapons don't have any cabling to the main body. So it almost feels like they've been designed to be magnetized. Especially the mounting for the Apocalypse missile launcher looks a lot more swappable and outable, which could be an interesting change for the kit if they've done a small remodeling of it.
Well, since I don't do any cabling, and that's exactly how I have mine magnetized anyway, it makes no never mind to me.
Yeah. No, I just think... I know I've done the cabling of it, but I think it may be an interesting... may show perhaps we've got a new weapon sprue completely from the Warhound kit, which will allow them to cram all the weapons on and have... save some plastic by not doing the cables. Another thing to note is we've got some really cool looking bases here. They're a lot thinner. They have built-in designs that's like some sort of cityscape.
Reminds me a lot of the old Castafarum Dreadnought bases that had that broken rubble look to them. In fact, I've got one sitting here right next to me, and I'm like, yeah, this is a lot more uneven, but the feel of it is very much the same.
Yeah, and that's going to be interesting because all of the models in the box set seem to have these thinner bases, which I know I'm not going to rebase my Titanicus collection.
I don't think anybody is.
No, but it's going to be an interesting visual to see how they compare.
Especially with people like Lucas that have really elaborate over-the-top basing on their Titans. That'll be even more interesting to see what he does with an epic army.
Yeah, I think people like Lucas may be in slight bit more trouble where he's got basically another, like, lore under his Titan. But anyway, let's carry on. So that's the Titans. The other thing they mentioned about Titanicus, very at the bottom of the article before we start talking about the other models, is that all of the old Titanicus scenery works in this new game, and they're all going to be re-released. So all those great scenery kits, I've gone on many times how I think the Titanicus scenery kits are some of the best plastic kits that Games Workshop have ever put out. They're all going to be reboxed and put back out there for the general market. I know they're going to be expensive. They're going to be even more expensive than they were before. They are kind of fun to put together. So,
yes, they are.
And this works out well because there's a lot of great third-party stuff out there, especially some of my personal favorite is the Death Ray Design stuff that they've started putting out for Titanicus. But even people who are using Drop Zone Commander and other things, this will still work real well for them.
Yeah, I'm just glad they're re-releasing. Thinking third-party, the Grimdark Terrain stuff works so well with those original kits. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about the other models we've got. So let's start with the Space Marines. So the Space Marines are getting 2 Contemptor Dreadnoughts, 2 Sakaarans, 2 Predators, and 3 Predators.
3 Predators.
A whole pile of infantry, some jump jets, some tactical squads, some special weapon squads, and some cataphracti. Look really cool. I kind of want to say that I think the detail on these models is a little high. If I'm looking at some of the tactical marines now, they're beaky marines, they're Mark VI.
I would agree with you, but at the same time, I'm actually going to disagree with you for the simple fact that the amount of detail, the scale of this, the how closely packed the detail is, actually, this is the perfect type of model for contrast paints, speed paints, things like that, because this is going to work really well. As opposed to painting a regular Marine with those, which is absolutely horrific, these are the type of models where that type of paint is going to be beautiful.
Absolutely, and I'm really going to be really keen to see something that's not Death Guard. I think that's where I was trying to... Looking at the paint scheme here, it's the Death Guard paint scheme.
So I will honestly say, speaking of other schemes, so my Titans are already the Fireblades, my custom Legio, which is that green with the gold flames that I do and gold trim. And I was like, oh, what would I do my army in? Hey, you know what? Salamander seems like they would fit. Oh, God, imagine having to paint all those tiny little flames. I did that once already for my Elementals for Battletech for my Hell's Horses. I don't think I can paint that many flames again.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fairly sure my word bearers are going to make the transition really well. It's just, there are some paint schemes that are going to be hard to do, and I think you're going to have to be careful rather than just slapping on the contrast. Just 2 tactical marine bases do look a little overwashed, especially around the eye lenses, and that's going to be a bit of a pain. Also, you won't be able to tell from half a table away, because these are very, very small models.
And I think some legions are actually going to really benefit from this with the scale, because I think Ultramarines, it's going to be hard to get a little bit of gold in there, but any little bit of gold is going to help really set them off. So you do a good blue on them and a little bit of gold to highlight, and it'll be gorgeous. Some of the other armies, it's going to be a little bit harder to give them a lot of the flavor that they would normally have. Like, well, I was thinking about how I do my Space Wolves, and the way I do my Space Wolves, I could not even remotely do that at this scale. So I would have to do something very, very kind of just gray with some red highlights and call it a day.
They look great, and I think the more interesting one is the Solar Auxiliary. Solar Ox have your bases of ogres, have creatures, you have command sections, you have rifle sections, and then we have some armor. We have Icarius Tank, Lehman Russ, and a brand new model, the Solar Auxiliary Aetheon Heavy Sentinel, which are really interesting. They seem to pack missiles and a multi-laser, and I wish we'd had these in Heresy.
So I'll be blunt. When I first saw these, all I could think was the old bubble dreadnoughts from second edition and old epic, that they really have that old cataphracta, or not cataphracta, the old bubble style dreadnoughts of the old second edition. Is that's just, that aesthetic screams to me looking at these.
He seems to be something straight out of like a 1950s diesel punk movie, which is great. As you were saying earlier, these have got to be built from CAD files. Hopefully this means we're going to see this range in a larger scale.
I will say that, as I was saying before, a couple of people are already mentioning they were surprised GW didn't tease, hey, we have plastic solar rocks, and then bring this out.
Yeah. I've been in one of my Horus Heresy groups. I've been joking for a while that one of these preview events, they're going to produce Heresy Lehman Russes. And wish I had this time around, because we have now plastic Heresy Lehman Russes. Kind of cool. In addition to that, we also have images of a rule book that will be available separately.
So the other joke that was going is, so this rule book, much like Epic, is its own scale. The rule book is going to be in its own scale too.
Oh, don't even start. I have flashbacks there to the Battlefleet Gothic rule book.
So one thing I was really, really happy about seeing this rule book, just because this is me and my background in dealing with writing and layout and so forth. I was really excited to see, because this is a Warhammer Horus Heresy inclusive thing, that they've continued the form language of the new Heresy 2.0 into this book, that it really feels like it fits the new Heresy 2.0.
Yeah, no, it's definitely got that look. Thinking to myself, it looks very similar to the preview images we had of the new armor pipes, the last reveal show. Which makes me think we're going to be looking at some Death Guard action in the next Horus Heresy book. AJ, do you have anything you want to add?
The only thing that I'm seeing on this that's giving me some pause, well, like, we can see that with the Warhounds, they're going to be putting a new sprue in with them and giving them new bases. If you jump over to like the GW web store and look at like the Titanicus range, there's a lot of stuff that is listed as no longer available online. So it makes me wonder if they're doing like just a straight like reboxing of all the old stock, and then they're going to relaunch it with like the new like taglines.
That's what I'm expecting. I mean, what does this mean for the future of Titanicus? I think it means that Titanicus is not going to be supported by Games Workshop.
Yeah, I think there's going to be like, you'll still see stuff come out that can be used in Titanicus, but it's going to be brought out as an epic upgrade.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting to see what they do with the box. I could see them just selling the core rulebook box and the recently released books, the compilation books, that you can use them with these titans. But I also could see Games Workshop just not selling any of it.
Certainly what they've done a lot of the times in the past with old sideline games.
I think we've already sort the Titanicus itself is in a really good place, and I think...
Though, to be fair to Games Workshop, since the revamp of their box games, Blood Bowl, Necromunda, etc., none of them have actually been dropped. The support has been iffy from time to time, where just support goes away completely for a while and then eventually comes back. But at no point, unlike old Games Workshop, at no point have they actually just simply dropped the game. So the specialist games, the box games, still are getting supported. Just sometimes that support goes a long time between support rounds.
Yeah, I mean, we can use Blood Bowl as an example there. It's like, you put out the versions of Blood Bowl, but the core game is still going. So it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next couple of weeks, because I think we are talking literal weeks. Yeah, this is going to be... They'll be doing a lot of previews, and...
It's going to come out fast.
So timing, I'm seeing... what we're going to see with regards to all of this is I'm betting the next week's pre-orders is going to be the Sarastis, and it'll be all of the Sarastis. Then we're not going to see anything until August, and we will see the preview, the pre-order mid-August for this, with the release the last week of August, maybe the first week of September.
Yeah, I think the actual release day to me is I suspect will be something like the 2nd of September. And we'll have pre-orders out on the 25th and 26th of August.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm incredibly excited. I was, when I first saw the news, I will say I was like, oh, I've got to spend more money again, and oh, do I really want to do this? I think, personally, I've got such a collection of Titanicus. Picking up this box set and painting this box in two separate forces, splitting it half and half between a loyalist and a heretical force. With my Titans, I've got several armies. There's no way that the amount of Titans I've got won't fill out most of a army list. So that will give me the ability to play these games really quickly without a huge amount of investment, which I'm hyped about. Undoubtedly, more stuff will come because it's Games Workshop. But yeah, really keen to start seeing rules previews. That's going to be my next, like, show me how the game works.
I hope they do, but for this as a specialist game, I don't know that we're going to get much on the rules previews before it drops. I think we're going to get a couple of teasers on basic concepts, and that's about it.
Yeah, but I'll take that right now.
True.
Like, I just want to know, show me a profile, show me a unit card or something.
I'm betting and kind of hoping, in a way, that it's going to work something similar to what they did with Warhammer 40K Apocalypse. A while back, where you get a simple card for the unit, and you're tracking a few wounds, get enough wounds, you drop a stand and use the next stat line on the card for infantry and things like that. I don't want it to go quite to the point where you actually have to track little markers on each unit. That's kind of bad.
I'm also interested to know whether it's a 4x4 or 6x4 game.
Let's be honest. Even if it's a 4x4 game, we as Heresy players are going to come up with reasons why we need battles so big. We need 6x4s and 6x8.
No, I understand. But as a Titanicus player, I've got specialized 4x4 mats.
Oh, I understand. I have those as well.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, are we going to stay with the same or are we expanding out? And part of me really hopes that we get cards and it stays as a 4x4, because I really enjoyed that part of Titanicus, and I would enjoy the idea that Epic keeps some of that formula.
What we need to do is also come up with rules for, like, Centurion level, where it's just infantry and some, like, dreadnoughts and sentinels and whatnot, because that way we can just play on the kitchen table while we're having dinner.
Oh, yeah. And the temptation to individually base every Marine and play pocket-size Heresy is also going to be there.
Looks like I need to go back to smoking cigars so I have some good cigar boxes to carry my armies around.
Yeah. I think the only other thing I'll touch on is I'm estimating the price of the box to be $300. There's a lot of plastic in this box, looking at it. I mean, a lot of it's going to be sprue. But
I'm thinking 300. I'm afraid it's 350.
I don't think 350. I'm hoping 250. 250 is usually where the specialist games have been coming in at.
Fair.
Warhounds are about Contemptor size. So if you look at the rest of it, there isn't actually a huge amount. Like, it could surprise us and it come in, you know, at 200, like the current Adeptus Titanicus starter box. I reckon, yeah, it will be probably be closer to 300 because of inflation.
I'm also interested in seeing how the models go together, as how much is this is press fit and how much of this is, you know, like, are all the tactical Marines basically just one series of poses, and then you either glue some bolters or some specialist weapons on them in order to make them tactical Marines versus support Marines.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the Marines actually on the zoom-in ones, you've got this little tag of plastic that goes between the feet. So I think it's probably going to be like a body and then
you
clip in the gun. It's going to be like... It wouldn't surprise me if they are like, here is a Marine with a bolter already fully molded in. Because they are really small. They are really small.
And it might even be that, you know... I was hoping at least for the support Marines, you have a weapon option. Mm-hmm. It might even be that they're just one solid model.
That's what I think. I think you just have to clip. I wouldn't be surprised at all to see the little tag you stick on the base being the gate to the sprue. They just cast up. Which, you know.
But the most important thing that we haven't discussed is that the Praetor leading his command squad does have his tactical rock. That is very important.
I hadn't noticed that. Yes, indeed, they do. And you get two of them.
Also, unlike Heresy 2.0, he can apparently have an apothecary in his command squad.
You can put an apothecary in a normal command squad. You just got to make a centurion.
Right.
I'm really excited. We are going to talk about this a whole lot more on this podcast. I'm not going to say something bold and say that's going to be the focus of this podcast, but Mechanicus has always been a thing close to my heart, so we're going to be hopefully nicely front and center on talking about this new epic game. With that, I shall leave everyone be. We shall return in 2 weeks with our regularly scheduled podcast on the Siege of Chthonia. Have comments, thoughts, and the like, email me, contact me through our social medias. I'll see you all in 2 weeks.
Please subscribe to the podcast on your podcatcher of choice, and we will see you in 2 weeks. If you have any questions for the show, please email us at firesofbetrayal@gmail.com or reach out through our social media account or at reserve to their respective owners. Until next time, we wish you all good fortune.